there anybody that's tired of paying $4 a buck, $4 a gallon for gasoline? Is there anybody that's sick and tired of it?
We continue to be concerned about Iranian taking Al-Qaeda into Iran, training them and sending them back. Well, it's common knowledge and has been reported in the media that that Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training and are coming back into Iraq from Iran. That's well known. I'm sorry. The Iranians are training extremists, not Al-Qaeda. Not Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry.
You might have had kind of a senior moment there.
To find and connect up a real leader with a real borrower.
The first thing I would do is make sure that we have a missile defense system in place in Czechoslovakia.
And President Putin and former President Putin.
President Putin of Germany gave one of the old Cold War style speeches.
And that's not change we can believe in. Tight household budgets are getting tighter.
You shouldn't have used the word timetable.
Pardon me?
You shouldn't have used the word timetable.
I didn't use the word timetable.
I think it's a pretty good timetable, as we should have our horizons for withdrawal.
Anything is a good timetable that is dictated by conditions on the ground. Anything is good.
One is reducing energy supplies to Czechoslovakia.
I'm not the youngest candidate in this race. You know that. I'm older than Frankenstein. I got a few scars and I'm older than dirt, and I've got more scars than Frankenstein. Screwed up that line. But I've been around.
We should be able to deliver bottled hot water to dehydrated babies.
I don't bad luck. That is so.
It's a very hard struggle, particularly given the situation on the Iraq-Pakistan border.
How can we bring pressure to bear on the government of Somalia? How can we, Sudan. I'm sorry, Sudan.
I will conduct a respectful debate. Now, it'll be dispirited. It'll be spirited. I'm a proud conservative, liberal, conservative Republican. Hello. Easy there.
And that's not change we can believe in.
The oil supplies to the Republic of Czechoslovakia. Remember, excuse me, the Czech Republic. I used to call it the Czech Republic, as you know.
To return our party to the principles.
If you believe you should pay more taxes, I'm the wrong candidate for you. Senator Obama is your man.
I think he's inside a bubble. I think he's been ginned up a little bit.
I will veto every single bill.
Senator, can you explain why you and your campaign manager have specifically said that Obama played the race card with his comments the other day? And can you elaborate when you said that you fought for equal rights for your entire life, what specifically you've done focusing on improving the lives of African Americans?
All right. First of all, the first question that you said to me, why am I...
When your campaign manager and you reiterated that you backed David...
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here in Nevada. It's wonderful to be here in Nevada.
You still view Al-Qaeda in Iraq as a major threat?
It is still a major threat, though it is... certainly not as major a threat as it was, say, 15 months ago.
Certainly not an obscure sect of the Shiites all over the world, or Sunnis, or anybody else. And
so many other tragic stories of people who are being held, caught hostage by this very cruel and inhumane organization.
For a guy whose official seal carried the motto, yes, we can, Senator Obama's agenda sure has a whole lot of no, we can't.
Including reduction in oil supplies to Czechoslovakia.
Where are you? Are you still here? Or are you not?
Oh, Mayor Sparks is here. That's not change we can believe in.
I'd love to see my friend Shaquille O'Neal, who just finished the playoffs last night.
Tell him to come back and get to work. Tell him to get to work. Tell him to get to work.
Bottle hot water to dehydrated babies.
And I'm older than dirt.
And I've got more scars than Frankenstein.
That's not change we can believe in.